Making a presence on Capitol Hill. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. For the second day in a row, hundreds of Farm Bureau leaders were once again visiting their lawmakers at the Tennessee General Assembly in Nashville to go over issues of concern for their farming operations and their rural communities. Henry County Farm Bureau President John Townsend.
Well, we feel like Farm Bureau is our voice as farm group, and we're such a small percentage of the population that it is the only voice that we have a lot of times. So we're very supportive of Farm Bureau, and we appreciate what they do for us.
State Representative Barrett Rich of Somerville was once a Farm Bureau insurance agent and knows firsthand just how important the rural issues are to Farm Bureau members.
We have a lot of members of the House of Representatives and members of the Senate that live in urban areas that don't have cotton farms and soybeans and corn and horses and cows in their district. So it's important to know that we have an organization that represents the farmers that are feeding the people of this state to be able to come in and explain to them why certain legislation is important. If we didn't do that, then we're up here making policy at our own peril.
And these visits in Nashville are coming at a time when farmers are preparing for the new planting season, but important enough to take time away from their farms to share their concerns. Crockett County Farm Bureau President Steve Bailey.
Well, they're on the farm now. We're spreading fertilizer today. We're preparing to, if the weather gets warm, we'll be planting corn next week. So this is a really busy time. We've got a lot of things going on there, so but we felt that today we need to take a few hours just to come to Nashville to see our lawmakers and to have a visit with them, and hopefully it'll pay off in the future.
And about 500 Farm Bureau leaders have been visiting with their lawmakers in Nashville. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.